Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Kate Glensman, who is seeking the District 2 seat on the Washington School Board. First, can you tell us a little bit about yourself so that the listeners and the voters know who you are?
Sure. I was born and raised in Chicago and came to Iowa for college. Go Hawks. I received my bachelor's from Iowa and my master's from Viterbo University out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm a single mom of two grown sons. Ike is 32 and Peter is 30. And I was a school teacher here in Washington, and I taught for 36 years and retired in May of 2016, along with 21 other educators.
That was a big year for retirement.
Yes, it was.
And what did you teach while you were here in the district?
Well, my first 15 years of education, I taught preschool special ed. Then I did 11 years of kindergarten. And then my last 11 years was working with English language learners at the K through 2 level.
And why have you decided to run for the school board seat now?
Well, that's a good question. I've spent the last 57 of my 62 years in a classroom. And education has just been a part of my life. And this last year, I've really kind of felt a loss by not being in the classroom or being a part of the educational community. And for years, I used to wonder why there weren't retired teachers on the school board. I just felt like it was such a perfect idea because you're on the front lines. You know what teachers and the schools and the children need best. And so when this position opened up, I thought, okay, this is a sign. It's time. I need to do this. And it would be a perfect way for me to get back into the educational community, but not be in the classroom every day and still be a part of that. And that's very important to me.
And are there certain issues that you're looking to approach or certain changes you'd like to see if you are elected?
Well, I think the most important thing I've been thinking about is with all the changes coming down at the state level, the lack of funding is really disconcerting for me. I've gone to the legislative briefings for years as the president of our local education association, and I would sit there and listen to the legislators talk about what they felt was best for education, yet they never came to the classrooms. They didn't come to the schools. They didn't know firsthand what was important. And I think there needs to be some representation and some accountability from them. And I'm not sure how I can do that, but I feel very strongly that the funding is a huge issue and that as a smaller district, we need to figure out a way to be creative because the number one priority for us is to attract and retain quality teachers. And that's going to be hard if we have a tight budget.
All right. And in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to let our voters know about ahead of the election?
Well, I think the main thing is that, again, I'm a very dedicated educator. I'm a lifelong learner. This would be something that I feel would help me as a person to learn more. Again, for almost all my life, it's been a desire to bring quality education to our district and to our students and just make sure that we're the district of choice that in our area and that we're, I guess they call it the destination district, that people will want to send their children to Washington Community Schools. And I feel like with my background in education, I have a strong desire and need to make sure that we are that destination district.
That's been today's Washington Page with Kate Glensman, who's running for the District 2 seat on the Washington School Board. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.